I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, RNC goes against convention. Listen as Stephen Colbert anticipates the exact moment when America becomes great again. Samantha Bee declares that this might be the last RNC. Jimmy Kimmel marvels at the number of white people at the Quicken Loans Arena. And Seth Meyers wonders if Ben Carson will ever make it to the stage. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
I'm Stephen Colbert. We're live all week during Trump's convention because I want to be the very first one to announce the moment America becomes great again.
For the 41st and possibly the last Republican National Convention! Yes, Conservachella 2016 lurched to a start this morning, mere minutes after party officials put the finishing touches on the seat filler scarecrows.
They say there haven't been this many white people at the Quicken Loans Arena since the night they double booked Jimmy Buffett and Kenny G. So that's something. It's quite an event.
Ben Carson is scheduled to speak at the Republican National Convention tomorrow, but organizers say they expect him to take the stage sometime next week.
This is crazy. This is crazy. You may not know this, but you're not supposed to see the candidate before the nomination, let alone on the first night. That's like the bride not only being seen on her wedding day, but jumping out of the cake at the bachelor party.
There was a protest. There's all sorts of dancing going on. Speakers today included Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, Antonio Sabato Jr., from Antonio Sabato Sr., I guess, I don't know. Scott Baio, who played Chachi, and Melania Trump spoke today. They were one Dennis Rodman short of being a new season of Celebrity Apprentice.
And that wasn't the only drama today. There was drama this afternoon as the Stop Trump movement tried to change the rules so they wouldn't be forced to vote for Trump on the first ballot. And when that was unsuccessful, the delegates from Colorado just walked out, okay? And look at what time the Colorado delegates walked out. 4:20, my friends. Yeah. 4:20. Yeah. Oh, it's the perfect time to walk out. So it being 4:20, they might not have been mad. They might have been a little, say, snacky.
Many Republicans had declined their invitations that all the plausible excuses had been used up.
I noticed that Sarah Palin wasn't on the list. Did she not ask for a speaking role?
No, she was asked. It's a little bit difficult because of where she is. We love Sarah. A little bit difficult because of, it's a long ways away.
Yeah. You do know about airplanes, right? You know they can be used for other things besides dressing up awful television events or slaughtering wolves from the sky.
Now, tonight's official theme of the convention was Make America Safe Again. It's a major concern. Safety, major concern for the GOP right now, because just a few months back, some guy broke in and stole their entire party. A little shaky. They're feeling a little shaky right now. They don't know what to do. Like this?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.